The Feast of the Ascension is about beginnings and endings, if you like. I'll start with the beginnings. It's the beginning of the church, and it's the ending of Jesus' time physically present to his disciples. It is the ending of the disciples being disciples, and it is the beginning of them being apostles. A disciple is one who follows, an apostle is one who leads. And the apostles led on the words of Jesus and founded the church. And as a result of that, you are here today. Simply because they did as he asked. He said, go and go to all the nations. He said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach all the commands that I have given you. Those commands were two: love God and love your neighbour. Now, because, and I'm going to say this again, because they did that, you are here. Because you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Somebody, most probably your parents, went out to do this for you and with you. And then, somewhere along the line, you were taught about what that means in your life. You were reached, you were baptized, and you were taught. And here we are today. And I want to thank those who are still doing the teaching as well. So that's part of the beginning. Also part of the beginning is what you got from the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles. Now, St. Luke wrote two works. The first was Luke's Gospel, as you know it, the third Gospel as we know it. And then the second work that he wrote is the Acts of the Apostles. So the first work gives us, particularly from the birth of Jesus, it gives us Jesus' mission, what he said and did in his gospel, and who he was. In the Acts of the Apostles, we get the birth of the church, the beginning of the church. We get introduced to all of the new characters, the personalities of those who worked with the apostles. The gospel that you heard is the end of Matthew's gospel. They're the last words in his gospel. The ascension that you've just heard, and the commissioning of the disciples to become apostles, to go out and to be sent, that is mentioned in Mark's gospel, which is our oldest, and then Matthew's, and also in Luke's gospel. It's not mentioned in John's gospel. John is more interested in less historical things and more interested in the impact of Jesus' mission and the impact of his words and ministry. He's not too fussed about dates and places. He wants to record it, so does John, the change in the world and the movement of God's Spirit through the world. So in one sense, John's gospel is nearly all about the ascension. But today we have Matthew, the last words, the closing words, the end words of his gospel, commissioning. Now, at the time that Matthew wrote his gospel, a lot had happened. Let's go back to 25 AD, when Jesus was about 25, a bit older than that perhaps. He was a name in northern Palestine and Israel, in the Galilee region. He was a name, and he was making a name for himself with the things that he said and did. 25 years after that, so 50 AD, we now have riots taking place in Rome, the centre of the universe, the Roman Empire. We have riots taking place in Rome against the Christians. 20 years after that, in 70 AD, before that time, not maybe about 15 years after that, the riots I was talking about, Matthew wrote his gospel. And then, about 10 years after that, Jerusalem is destroyed by the Romans. And the church was well and truly up and running in the formula that we basically know today. And I keep saying, because they went out to all the nations, they baptized in the name of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, and they taught. That was in practice by the time that Jerusalem was destroyed. Now, Jerusalem was destroyed by Titus, the emperor's nephew, in 70 AD. It was completely levelled. It's been destroyed 17 times, Jerusalem, and rebuilt 18 times. And the only original part still visible in the main to us is what we call the Western Wall of the original temple, or the Wailing Wall, some people know it as. And that's part of Solomon's temple. So, dear old Jerusalem with the temple, it was the heart of Judaism. That was now gone. The Jews were actually banished from Jerusalem in that destruction. So the old order, as they knew it, had now disappeared. Jesus had said to them, this temple will be destroyed and in 3 days I will rise it again. And that is referring to his resurrection, because his body was the temple. His resurrection and then ascension finished all of the old law. The near 700 particular laws that the Pharisees had invented and put in place for Jewish practice, they meant nothing anymore. And the Spirit of God, which you will celebrate next weekend at Pentecost, moved through the whole of the world. Didn't matter whether you were a Gentile, a non-Jew, whether you were a Jew, whether you were a nobody, a pagan. That Spirit then moved out through the apostles who were sent. And that's the effect of the ascension. It is the Great Commissioning. Now, I can tell that even in this parish, that the effect of that commissioning is still alive and vibrant. For some of you who may have greyer hairs, or at least grey hairs like me, you will have seen this parish swelling, the church standing room. But today it presents a little differently, but no less vibrant. The commissioning that you received at your baptism, you still bring forward into this community. I can tell that, because otherwise the church would not be in such a great state. I'm not being patronising when I say I commend to you the way that you look after your parish property, this church. I don't know what else is falling down. It might be your garages, but this church is being maintained because somewhere along the line, somebody went out to you, you went out. Somebody baptised you, you are making sure that baptism continues on in this church, and you are teaching. And therefore, we even have young people here today, which adjusts the whole age scope for everybody. It's a wonderful thing. You may not be big in numbers today, but in terms of your dedication, you have picked up exactly what the apostles put down. The apostles picked up what Jesus put down. And you might think it's kind of stalling. Well, it's not. From what I observe, it's not. We have our struggles, particularly in getting priests, and then getting the right priests too, to be with our people. But what I have found in all of, and I'm a country boy myself, I only come from a little place near Cootamundra called Stock and Mingle. But from what I see from our country people, they are both very, very appreciative for everything that the church still provides for them. And I know that country people do not take it for granted, because they value sometimes what little they have, and they celebrate what greatness they have. You pick that up too from the apostles. I am not sure that Jesus would have known that those words, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm not sure whether he knew that that was going to become the actual centerpiece of what is our faith. We come into this church under those words. We go out of this church with those words. Those words, when they were poured over you as an infant or as an adult, are what have kept you alive and vibrant. And our task now is to continue that mission. We don't do that just because of the priest or the bishop or Bob or one individual here. We do that as a community together. We are the church together. And we move forward together. Sometimes we limp forward together, but we move forward together. And that will always be a public sign to the rest of this community and beyond that we are here, we are open for business, and we're only going to go out into the community as disciples. We are only going to continue to baptise in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we most certainly will continue to teach. To teach, in Christ's words, means live the commandments I gave you. Love God and love your neighbour. And that will be done in whichever way you see appropriate and you see fit. but that will be supported entirely by the Mother Church, as it were, and supported and gifted by the Holy Spirit, which we celebrate next weekend, as I said, at Pentecost.